You're listening to the Mojo Matters podcast, episode 24. Hi, it's Jo here. And just before we get onto the show, I want to let you know that the doors to my Mojo membership are now open, a place where you get to hunt down your mojo and keep it so that you can earn more, achieve more and live more. Head over to my Instagram profile, jobritton.mojo, and check out the Mojo membership link in my bio. And now on to the main part of the show. You're listening to the Mojo Matters podcast with me, your host, Jo Britton. Your mojo is your energy, your enthusiasm, and your motivation so that you've got the ability to get results for your personal and professional life without freaking out and burning out. Tune in for practical advice on how to find your mojo and keep it. Welcome back to another episode of Mojo Matters. On today's show, we're going to be talking affirmations. And affirmations are those things that people take the mickey out of, don't they? Stand in front of the mirror, chest pumped, roar, I'm a tiger. So do they really work? According to my amazing guest, Carla Collins, they do. They've been such a powerful mojo fueling tool that she now has a brilliant business, Love Up, Love You, which produces the most amazing scented affirmation candles. And I say this with 100% certainty because I have Carla's wonderful affirmation candles. And as someone who has an obsession with candles, I can honestly say they're the best I've ever bought. Now, Carla says she was inspired to create the business following her own journey of self-discovery, which has taken her from Bondi Beach to London. And along the way, she has discovered how positive affirmations led to self-acceptance, self-love, and ultimately greater joy in life. Because Carla says she got off to a bit of a rocky start in life, and that family dynamics meant that home for her as a child didn't feel like a particularly safe or nurturing place to be. And she was also born with a physical disability that made her an easy target for bullies, and she felt different, unsure of herself, and not worthy of her place in the world. Carla, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jo. Thank you. It's great to be talking to you.
It is so amazing to have you. So I wonder if you have a really good story to share with people here. I wonder if we could start here. Tell everybody a bit about your background and then how it led to your discovery of affirmations and how they've helped you.
Well, as you said, I didn't really grow up in a very nurturing environment, and obviously with the added physical disability that made me a bit different growing up in Australia in the 70s and the 80s, I was a target for bullies and I didn't feel like I belonged. And I just sort of thought that's just the way it was until I was 19 and I was doing my thing in a day trip on the Great Barrier Reef, talking to people, met this amazing person that showed me the self-help book he was reading. And that was my very first taste of this other world, you know, a world in which, you know, you can help yourself and be positive. And he was reading The Power of Positive Thinking. Mm. And his confidence and energy was just so infectious. And I was just drawn to what he was saying and drawn to him so much so that the very next day I went to the local library to borrow like all the books, including Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life, like those sorts of inspiring positive books. So it's such a new and exciting discovery for me. And just really from that point, affirmations became a part of my everyday life, a source of comfort, hope, like a safe place, and just really opened my mind to the idea that I have the power within and I can actually create the life that I want. So I suppose I started to ask those questions: what do I want? How do I want to feel? What would I do if I couldn't fail? Where do I want to go from here? And just by writing and saying my affirmations every day, I just came up with the answers. And bit by bit, my mindset shifted, my confidence grew, discovered a greater connection to myself. Yeah, and then throughout my 20s and 30s, I developed a delve deeper into more personal development and healing and self-discovery, all with affirmations and just other things as well. And then fast forward 7 years ago, I became a mum, and it was even more important to me to be more to model self-care and self-love. And then that led me to here, which, well, my oldest is 7 now. So I knew that when he went to full-time school, I wanted to do something, create something. I have a background really of like marketing and creating things. So I really wanted to go back to that and create something. So I went back, I looked at my passions, did some more personal development courses and coaching, looked at the things that filled me up, and then affirmations was the thing that just came clearly into my mind. Back to where it began, like my little flat in Bondi, writing affirmations, sticking them everywhere. And then I decided I wanted to create something like that, like daily reminders for others. So that was where the idea of candles and sticky notes and cards were born.
Amazing. So I think for me, the power of affirmation is in, you know, we have this, I don't know about you, and I don't know if you relate to this or anybody that's listening, but I have this Nina nitpicker that goes on in my head. So I have this little character, I call the Nina nitpicker. She never says a nice word to me. She's a little bit like the bully in the playground. And she says all this stuff like, well, what if you fail? What if you're not good enough? What if you're not smart enough? And I think for many of us, we default to that thinking pattern. What are your experiences of this, and how have you managed to use affirmations to change some of that? Because you talked about changing your mindset through this.
Yeah. So the ways in which I use affirmations. Yeah. I mean, I know that feeling as well, like that quiet torment of just not feeling enough and hearing the voice with all the limiting beliefs, which, you know, these voices, sometimes they're not even our own voices. They're just stories that we've picked up along the way. So I think this is how affirmations can really shift things as well, because you're replacing these old stories with a new story that works better for you, healthier version, you know. So how do I've always had affirmations in my space, so just having them around me as my daily reminder to remind me to reframe those negative voices that keep me stuck, I think that's one of the things that's helped me the most. I suppose that they interrupt the loop as well. So instead of spiraling deep into negativity, they, you know, I catch it before I go too deep into that cycle of negativity, and that I, you know, those, the places that tell me I can't, or I'm not good enough, or you'll just fail. So that kind of kicks me out of that. I suppose reading them out loud has really helped me as well. Like focusing on what I'm saying with love and intention, and connecting to the feeling as well, like the feeling state of what I want to achieve. So if it's the feeling state of being worthy, what does it really feel like to feel worthy, and really connecting with that feeling rather than just saying it like on autopilot. And then I have different affirmations for different things. Like I would write some affirmations in the morning, like in my journal, based on, like, inspired by what I'm grateful for. So for example, if something's going really well in my business, I might say I am making a difference. So that kind of confirms the good that's going on in my life. Or sometimes I will create affirmations from things I'm being triggered at. So again, using it as a reframe when I hear my inner voice tell me I'm not good enough. So I could reframe it to I am enough and just write that over and over again. And then sometimes I use specific ones for certain things that I'm working on. So at the moment I'm looking at growing my business, so I'm working on self-worth and abundance. So I might use affirmations that really help around that. Like I am aligning with abundance, or I am worthy of success, and those sorts of things as well.
Amazing. Because actually, you know, if I think back a few years ago, affirmations, I used to think, oh, I'm not very keen on that. It, like, does it really, really work? But there's a lot of scientific evidence in support of affirmations. So on my journey of discovery, I got really into like the neuroscience of things. And you talked about that, like stories. We have these stories, these limitations that actually we're not aware of a lot of the time, and we've wired them. Yes. When our brains have been in this heightened state of neuroplasticity, so like the way, you know, neuroplasticity is the way our brain learns, and it's our brain's ability to change and adapt to different circumstances throughout our life, and you know how we learn all this stuff. So this to me now makes much more sense around why affirmations do work when you repeat them, because our brain gets really mixed up with what's reality and what's imagination, and it believes all of it. And so I now kind of think, well, I might as well tell it a bunch of stuff that's going to be really, really helpful, and it's going to propel me forward, rather than let my Nina nitpicker surface all of that inner critic stuff. So I think, you know, I'm a huge convert now to affirmations, and I call them affirmations and declarations as well, so that you end up with, I love the way that you do this, when you see Carla's stuff, you have like these wonderfully designed little post-it notes and stickers that start with I am. And I've got them all over my screen now and in my office with all of the things that are going to help me. So, you know, my favorite one at the moment is I'm a rock star. So I'm using that one as well. Just give me that confidence. I'm also using them as ways where I would normally set my goals or results and being really, really specific. So for me, building a business, I'm saying I'm scaling my business. I'm connecting with, you know, 5 new people every day. I am attracting 1 new client every single day. Yeah. So I've started to do this. And for me, they just serve as this, also this positive, like, reinforcement. Because you know what it's like during the day? Stuff comes up, doesn't it? And you can set your intention for the day and feel like, yeah, to smash the day, something happens, it's like a roller coaster. It is when you're running a business, isn't it? You know, quite frankly, as an entrepreneur, you know, you have massive highs, and then it is like, woo, right the way down the roller coaster, isn't it? And then I'm really finding these affirmations a great way to gain a perspective and spark a bit of energy and motivation as well. So, you know, this regular repetition of affirming statements about yourself is going to encourage your brain to take these things as fact. So why not tell yourself, like, you're a rock star?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Consciously create positive statements to replace any limiting ones is very powerful, yeah. And just by saying I am as well is very powerful, because everything that comes after I am basically starts the creation of it. So your brain really listens to it. Like, I am, and saying something positive rather than negative is the best thing that we can really say.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So this kind of leads us, tell us a little bit more about then your business journey, because this has been so powerful for you that you've now created a business around it. So maybe talk to us a little bit more about where you are now on your business journey, and what are the sorts of challenges that you face along the way, and how do you navigate through them, and how do affirmations help you there as well?
Well, my business is quite new. We only launched last September, so it's all the new challenges are coming up. So the challenge of being visible, the challenge of what to do next, like just learning and just questioning, can I really do this, am I really capable? Mm-hmm. You know, and then the voices start, and then I have to replace them with, no, I am, I can do this. And if I can't, then I look at it to, I look at how can I be resourceful in order to find someone that can help me with it as well. That's been a really, really important part of the journey, is just realizing that I don't actually have to do every single conceivable thing myself. I do have strengths, and I do have things that I can't really do, like accounts and Canva for some reason I struggle with. So I do try to find people to help me with that. So I really do believe that the right people come into your life at the right time. So I am connected to the right people is another really good one that I believe and I use. And having that sort of mindset really does help things to flow and become easier in life and in business. And of course, it's not always sunshine and rainbows, and you know, but I guess I have the confidence that I have a set of tools and people that can help me through the challenging, sort of tougher times.
I love that, because that's something I talk quite a lot about when I'm coaching entrepreneurs and business owners and startup businesses that are in the startup phase, that often, you know, it is challenging, isn't it, when you're starting up a business, you know, when you're in there and you're wearing so many hats. Yeah. You can fall into the trap of trying to do everything, and that in itself can feel really overwhelming. But so I like what you were saying about being resourceful and being connected with, I am connected with people who can help me. It's a really great question I use quite a lot with coaching clients: who can help you? Because we're not always that great at asking for help, are we? You know, it's, yes, I really love what you're saying about that.
And trusting the journey as well, I think, is another good one. Like, that's hard to do, actually.
Yeah.
Just that ultimate trust, you know.
Yes.
That things will work out the way they're supposed to be, and there's a reason behind things. And that's been a big one for me to learn as well.
Yeah, and also I think where affirmations come in as well, it's for me one of the biggest lessons that I've learned or observations that I've had is that when I set something that I want to achieve, if I don't have the belief in myself that I can achieve it, it won't happen. Because we're calling on these beliefs and stories, and we're accessing them automatically as the way that we're going to navigate, like, towards that thing that we want to achieve, or we're not. And so affirmations are a great way of creating and aligning the belief to the result and outcome that you want to achieve, because when those things are in harmony, guess what, it's going to happen. And when I look back over my career and my business journey as well, when I've achieved the things that I've set out to achieve, it's because I have affirmed to myself, I can do this, you know, I am good enough, I am capable, I have the resources, I'm a resourceful person.
Yes.
To do that. And guess what? It's happened. So I think there's a massively strong case for affirmations. But if there is somebody listening right now and they think that affirmations, they don't work, they're not going to work for me, what would you say to them?
I would say, give it time. Practice, practice, practice. Like anything, consistency is key. Have daily reminders everywhere, like, fill your space with them, because really repetition is what's going to imprint it into our brain. So the more frequently we think a thought, the easier it becomes to root that thought into your mind, and the stronger it grows. I would also say, keep it simple. So choose a few affirmations that resonate with you the most and start with that, and consciously listen to each word. So it's, like I said before, it's less about saying it on autopilot and more about feeling into the end state, be it abundance, love, or worthiness. And the deeper that you can feel this end state of the affirmation, again, the quicker it will form and the stronger the neural pathway there. And also getting used to certain affirmations, because it can take time. So at first, it might feel uncomfortable, or your brain might reject it or not believe it. So again, this is where repetition is important. And the more we repeat, the more the brain forms that fluid pathway, and then the affirmations will become more believable. You could also sort of start by saying, like, I am working on letting go of things. I am learning to trust, rather than just like going straight in there with I am letting go, or I am learning, or I am trusting. You know, you could just sort of, have that intention that that is the path that you want to take, that I am working on, I am learning, I'm going towards that belief.
Yeah, brilliant tips there. And I think also for me, there is a stroke of genius that you have here with the scented candle, the affirmation, the scented candle, because my discoveries over, you know, the neuroplasticity in our brain, we can heighten that in a really relaxed state. So for me, to get the brain really juicy to learn something and believe it, meditation is like really, really powerful to do that.
Yes, of course.
And getting in that really relaxed state, what better way than a scented candle as well, and to link what you're saying with a scent.
Yes.
Too, as you do it, because you'll make that kind of connection as well. With the scent of the candle, feeling very relaxed and doing it. So this has now become, thanks to meeting you, Carla, this has now become a new ritual for me. Yeah. is to light the candle. And I am a rock star is my favorite one to say. So
I do love the idea of that was kind of bit the idea behind it as well, was making like products that could almost become a ritual, a ritual of lighting a candle each morning or night, the ritual of writing a note to yourself, those sorts of things, like how to incorporate it into your day quite easily, whereas it can only be 5 minutes if you're time poor, or you can make it into a longer meditative ritual for like an hour if you wanted, whilst you were doing yoga or something else.
You could stack this, like stack your hacks. So whilst you're kind of meditating or doing yoga, burn the candle, say your affirmations, kind of make a whole experience out of this, which is probably going to be a lot more memorable, like for the brain to access. Absolutely brilliant. So finally then, it would be a massive disservice if you did not share with the world where we can connect with you and where we can go and buy your awesome stuff. So how do people find you?
So I am on loveup.shop. That's my website. And on Instagram, I'm very active, so I'm always in there. So come over and say hi, DM me. I try to post new content a few times a week. So that's at loveup_loveyou. And I have a store in, I don't know if you're in, if anyone's in London, Richmond, London, they have my candles if you wanted to smell any of them, and they are all that information is on my Instagram page.
Amazing. And I will say, it's a shame when it's a podcast, isn't it, because you can't see them and you can't smell them, but I will say genuinely this scent is out of this world, you know, in terms of the depth of the scent, having, as I said earlier, somebody that buys so many candles, the fragrance is amazing. So you must go and try one of Carla's candles. Thank you so much.
When did you get Joe?
I have got the I Am Enough.
That's right. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's amazing. So thank you so much for joining us on today's show, sharing your story, sharing your insights, and thank you so much, Carla.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Mojo Matters podcast with Jo Britton. Tune in again for more practical advice on how to find your mojo and how to keep it.